Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Support for this podcast comes from Frito-Lay in the 2023 Snack Bracket Championship. The Frito-Lay Snacker Challenge is underway, and fans are voting on their favorite snacks to crown champion. We're talking about primetime matchups between the best 64 snacks in the land. Will Ruffles Ridges reign supreme? Can Doritos defend their dynasty? Or will Smart Food use their smarts for a surprise upset? Only you can decide. Get in on all the action for a chance to win up to $1,000 or a year's worth of snacks. Let your snacks be heard. Just go to FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com to vote and enter for a chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends April 3rd, 2023. Void where prohibited. Year's worth of snacks awarded in the form of 52 coupons, each good for one bag of chips. See official rules at FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com.
Good morning. Welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Today is Tuesday, May 10th, 2022. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers. No major bombshells yesterday, but the biggest 49ers-related news I saw involves former cornerback Richard Sherman, who, according to Ian Rappaport, is deep in talks with Amazon for a key role in their programming this coming season. Rap Sheet says Sherman will stay in shape for a possible NFL opportunity, but as of now, all eyes are on his broadcasting future. He's a five-time Pro Bowler, of course, Seahawks, 49ers, Bucks. The door is apparently open for a return in the right situation, but otherwise it is off to the media world. It will be interesting to see how Amazon uses Sherman. And frankly, it's going to be interesting all season because the NFL this year for fans is going to look and sound a lot different. Remember, CBS is the only major network that didn't touch their A team. They still have Jim Nantz. They still have Tony Romo. Fox lost Joe Buck, of course. They now have Kevin Burkhart as their lead play-by-play announcer and no named lead analyst, at least as of this recording, on Monday night. ESPN, as mentioned, has Joe Buck and Troy Aikman for Monday Night Football, and Amazon now has Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit on Thursday Night Football. NBC is, of course, Mike Tirico and Chris Collinsworth on Sunday Night Football. So it's all going to be mixed up. It's all going to be just a little bit different next year. So it's not just the fact that Amazon is adding all these people and may add Richard Sherman. It's just going to be different for all of us. You get so used to that Fox window with Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. That's like the big game of the week. Then Sunday Night Football with Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth. Like, Those are the big games that get ingrained in you after a while. But hey, nothing lasts forever. It's going to be different this year, and maybe it'll be a lot better. Who knows? Switching gears a little bit, I want to play you something that I heard from Matt Maiocco in his 49ers Talk podcast with Jennifer Lee Chan. This isn't exactly earth-shattering or groundbreaking, but since there always seem to be like these whispers floating around, is Trey Lance ready? And I'm hearing he's not ready. And this guy from this person that I've never heard of before says he's underwhelming the coaching. Listen to this from Matt Maiocco.
I'm not sure there's going to be a competition. I mean, listening to Kyle Shanahan, listening to John Lynch, they have both said that they believe that Trey Lance is ready to be the starter. And there's been no indication from anybody inside the building that Trey Lance isn't ready. So all signs point to this being the year that Trey Lance takes over. So Jimmy Garoppolo right now is twisting in the wind, not knowing where he's going to be. Do you think the 49ers would want Jimmy Garoppolo as the backup with everything that comes along with that? And I mean, heck, he was just recently, he just said that the season that he experienced in 2021, he wouldn't wish on his worst enemy because it was so difficult. So do the 49ers want to redo that and have the roles changed of Trey Lance as the starter and Jimmy as the backup? I just don't know what that would, how that would play inside the locker room.
I've said it many times that Maiocco is the guy that gets the 49ers message out there. He is the mouthpiece at times for the organization. And this is clear. If he is saying this, leaving no ambiguity, Trey Lance is going to be the guy, and the 49ers don't seem worried about it. We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Tuesday. David Lombardi has a great piece about rookie offensive lineman Nick Zakel in The Athletic. I always like to learn a lot about who these rookies are, what kind of people they are, their upbringing, all that stuff. Lombardi's piece takes a deep dive into the type of person and player Zakel is, and maybe more importantly for you, why the 49ers think he can play guard in the NFL. One thing to watch, bits and pieces of the 2022 schedule continue to dribble out here and there, and there will probably be more as we approach Thursday Night Football when the official announcement comes. One rumor that I have seen floating around out there, and again, totally unsubstantiated, but what I saw was that the Niners would start the season on the road in Carolina and then on the road against Atlanta the first 2 weeks, very similar to how last year started for the Niners with Detroit and then Philadelphia. So if that happens, it's possible San Francisco could stay out east, save themselves a trip. We've seen them do it before, but again, those are totally unsubstantiated, so who knows if that'll actually be how it breaks down. One thing you may have missed, the New York Giants cut defensive back James Bradbury yesterday to free up salary cap space. He is a very good cornerback and would be an excellent addition to the 49ers if they had any salary cap space. If only there was a way for them to immediately clear up $18.5 million. What is that? I'll think of it eventually. That's a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Niners Nation Podcast Network. If you already follow us, that is awesome. If you haven't taken the time to leave a review, I beg you, please, please, please do. It really does help. If you leave a review, I promise we will read it on the show. Enjoy your Tuesday, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk tomorrow.
Most of the time, we talk about tech in terms of a handful of gigantic companies, like Google, Meta, and Apple. But some of the most interesting stuff we find online is the product of a single person.
When you're working on your own, I think there's this beauty of being able to come up with an idea and then implement it then in that moment. You don't have to have permission from someone else. There's no red tape.
In the Vergecast series, Solo Acts, we'll get to know these people, the tech they use to get stuff done, and the obstacles they face trying to compete with the giants.
Some people that I talk to and my friends are like, you know, your competitors are Zuckerberg and Musk. Like, aren't you kind of like afraid of that?
Every Monday, our friend Ashley Esqueda will be curating and hosting these interviews and sharing with us what she's learned.
I can't believe the McRib locator was originally a tornado locator.
Right.
Pretty wild.
Listen to our Solo Acts miniseries now in the Vergecast feed, anywhere you find podcasts.